Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and every Thursday at 9, we have this great opportunity to bring you people from throughout the community who are doing great things, and one of them is with us today. It is Tanya Storm. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Casey.
She is the Assistant Director at the Toledo Public Library, also the Assistant Manager of the Toledo Food Pantry, and that's really our focus today, is talking about the Toledo Food Pantry. And Tanya also does voices. You know, I'm going to make you do some voices today.
Really?
There you go. So we'll talk to her in just a moment about some of the activities that are happening with the Toledo Food Pantry. Now, before we get started with that, I do want to draw your attention to Lincoln County's homepage. We do have a new website, and things are smoothing out. We're working out the kinks. We still have some information there we need to polish up. But if you'll look, you'll see on the left-hand side a What's New section. We've always had a What's New section on the county page. Also, a How Do I section, and this kind of helps you target those common questions we've found people ask about Lincoln County governments. And then also there's an Events section on the right side. So when we have committees, meetings, boards, all these activities where agendas are posted or we have public meeting notices, you'll begin to see more and more of those events fill up that section. And if you click on View All, you'll see a calendar which shows everything that's happening in the month and the upcoming months. And it's a great innovation that I'm really excited about, because I think it'll give visitors to the website a snapshot of the kinds of activities that are happening with Lincoln County. Now, one of those activities is going to be the Special Transportation Service Advisory Committee. They're meeting on March 23rd. You're welcome to attend that public meeting. There is a notice and agenda there and the location of that meeting. Speaking of transportation as well, coming up at the April 1st Board of Commissioners meeting, public input is being requested for special transportation projects. There's more information about that as well on Lincoln County's homepage. And finally, there is another link there, a request for applications for community dispute resolution services. So those are just some of the types of information that you'll see on Lincoln County's homepage. So thank you. And without further ado, let's move into our conversation with Tanya Storm. Thanks for coming on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Tanya, maybe we could start right away by saying you are having a fundraiser coming up. Can we just talk about that real fast, benefiting the Toledo Food Pantry?
Yes, I'd love to. We're having the Strike Out for Hunger 5 and 10K Run, Walk, and Silent Auction at the Port of Toledo Waterfront.
Great. Now, this is, you've done this before.
This is our third annual.
Okay. I think maybe I participated in the first one, and this event really is this one of your primary fundraisers? I mean, how much traction is it creating for your financial needs?
I don't really have that information on hand, okay. But I know that it's very popular with especially the locals, and I believe the first one that we did was a memorial to Ron Boyer, and that was especially touching for most of the people, and that's kind of how we got started. And so it's more of a touching and community thing than as much of a fundraiser, but we do get a lot of our funding from it.
Okay.
And so, and it's also more visibility. And that matters a lot, too, just to bring people to mind that we do exist and that it is something to keep in the forefront of their minds.
Now, this event, pre-registration, how do listeners go about getting signed up?
They can get it on the ToledoFoodPantry.org on the Internet. They can also stop by the food pantry during the open hours on Tuesday afternoons or Thursday evenings. They could also stop by the library and ask me. So the best way, though, is ToledoFoodPantry.org.
Okay. So if you're just joining us, this is Tanya Storm, and we're talking about the Toledo Food Pantry. If you're interested, the Strike Out Hunger Run Walk, Saturday, April 11th. Tanya, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, let's talk about the Toledo Food Pantry and who are receiving these kinds of services in Toledo, kinds of things you're doing to help hunger insecurity and food insecurity. So we'll be back with Tanya Storm in just a moment. Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller talking to Tanya Storm. She's the assistant manager of the Toledo Food Pantry. We were talking previously about their run walk event that's coming up on April 11th, but we'll get back to that more before we end with Tanya today. Let's talk about the kind of work you're doing at the Toledo Food Pantry, Tanya. You have a lot of need in Toledo, and can you give us maybe some of those numbers of how many individuals you're serving?
Up to 1,003 individuals per month, just in the local Toledo area. We only serve people in the Toledo area. Celeste has their own pantry, as does Lincoln City and mm-hmm. Walport, so we only serve Toledo area. We do get some homeless people in. Of course, we don't require them to prove their residency because they do not have a residency, but anyone outside of the area is required to go to their own pantry. So those 1,003 individuals are only from the Toledo area, and they are all below the poverty level. So they have come and used the pantry just in the last month.
And we might want to make a note there that Food Share of Lincoln County is more of an umbrella organization, and then our individual food pantries throughout the community, correct?
Yes, Food Share of Lincoln County covers all the food pantries in Lincoln County. And so if you give to the Food Share of Lincoln County, it's dispersed throughout the food pantries. This fund run is for the food pantry in Lincoln, in Toledo, and it helps support just the Toledo residents. And you still can give to the Food Share Lincoln County, but the fund run is for the Toledo pantry.
You know, talking about the kind of need you have in Toledo, I did notice on your website that in 2014 you were looking for $16,000 in donation funding. I don't know if you achieved those goals, but it was said that that would fill that void that you have right now. Your feeling about have things stayed the same? Have things gotten more urgent? And the last couple of years, how's it going?
Well, one of the main things we've lost is bread, and that actually it seems like an insignificant thing, but we used to get a lot of donated bread when the Oro Wheat plant, they had a problem with pests in their warehouse, which was bad for them but good for us because they couldn't store their bread. They donated it to us, which was wonderful for all of our customers because they got the bread they couldn't store, but they fixed their problem, and now they do not donate any of their bread to us any longer. And we don't get anything from Franz because they sell their old bread now, and it's nothing against Franz at all. Of course, everybody needs to do what they can, and so we don't really have any funding for bread. We have to purchase the bread now. We get some, mass bread, in the large that we have to wrap. But we have to purchase that, and we don't get any gallon milk. We get carton quarts of milk. Mm-hmm. And so these things we have to purchase regularly, and they're not the cheap things that you can get, So we're having to purchase these on a regular basis for, 1,000 people a month. Mm-hmm. It gets to be quite a bill.
So when you are making purchases, I know, now help me my line of thinking here. The Oregon Food Bank gives to Lincoln County Food Share. Lincoln County Food Share or Food Share of Lincoln County would provide to you, or in the case of like bread, does the Oregon Food Bank not fold that into its supply chain?
We get some from them, as does everyone, but each pantry is required to do their part in trying to provide for themselves as much as possible. So it's like members of a family. Each member is required to do their own household chores and to try to keep up their end. Yeah. So each pantry is supposed to do as much fundraising as they can to hold up their end of it. So
every food pantry probably has a little bit of a different dynamic and exactly what it needs for its particular community.
Yes, and each pantry has a particular community. So we have different patrons who require different dietary, foods, and different they have different preferences and different needs than, the patrons in Walport. They might like different things. And so the food bank has a set amount, and the set type of foods, but if their patrons, if there are more diabetics in that community, their pantry might prefer to buy more diabetic type foods, So the pantries can do that with their own funding, depending on what they have.
Yeah. Well, that's informative, Tanya. So bread is a higher need item for you in Toledo. Any other things you can point out as terms of higher need types of foods?
Well, we have had requests for non-chicken. It's not something that can be donated because it has to be frozen, it has to be sanitary, it has to fit in with the food guidelines, so things like frozen meats can't be donated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we get an awful lot of chicken. It's very cheap. It's very wonderful. But, you know, can you imagine living on chicken? Some people can. A lot of people just don't like to live on chicken. It's nice to say, well, you know, if you're beggars, then you can't be a chooser.
Yeah.
But, you know, the iron that is in beef and the iron that is for growing children is wonderful. And sometimes we just don't have that available from the Oregon Food Bank, from the main food pantries. And so we do purchase, you know, ground, you know, beef or anything other than chicken that's on sale whenever we can as well.
I see. So you use your funding to kind of complete people's requests or needs, and then create some diversity too.
Yes, produce in the winter.
A lot
of times when it's just not available, you know, because even the food bank is by donations and what they can purchase, and when it's not available, it's not available, and we try to purchase to fill in that variety that's not available through our regular means.
Yeah, well, we're talking to Tanya Storm. She is the assistant manager of the Toledo Food Pantry. We'll be back in just a moment with Tanya, so stay with us. Welcome back to Connections. I'm Casey. We're talking to Tanya Storm, Assistant Manager of the Toledo Food Pantry. Tanya, we've talked a little about the types of needs you have in Toledo, but let's talk about when the food pantry can be accessed. You must have open hours, and how does that work?
That's right, Casey. We are open on Tuesdays. The doors open at 1:30. Well, we open actually at 1:45, and then we start serving from 2 to 3 and
mm-hmm.
then on Tuesdays. And then on Thursday, we open from 5:30 to 7. So that is when we are available to serve. And that's 5:30 p.m.
Okay. So Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes, sir.
Those are your days. And I bet you see quite a few people looking forward to getting some food.
It fluctuates greatly, and we have not been able to figure out exactly why a lot of people come. We had 27 families come this last Tuesday. Sometimes no one shows up at all, and it could be poor weather. It could be wonderful weather. We don't know why.
Okay. So just kind of dips and spikes, and
yes, it does.
No rhyme or reason to it yet. Now, volunteerism is something that's important. You are a volunteer.
Yes, everyone at the Toledo Food Pantry is volunteer. It is part of the Toledo Food Pantry where everyone, the manager, all the volunteers, none of us get paid anything except the pride of giving of our time.
Yeah, yeah. And if somebody is interested in volunteering, they could, you know, go to the website, find the contact information. Do you have any brief on what somebody might do who volunteered?
A lot of times we just need someone to stand at a station and let people know how much of an item that they can have for the day. If we have a lot of bread, sometimes they can have 3 loaves of bread. If we don't have much, they can only have 1. People don't know until they show up at a day how much they can have, and we need someone there to let them know. And we need someone, you know, so it's a great thing if you like to read to bring a book and to be there and to be available for that. And if no one shows up, you get a good time to read a book. And if a lot of people come, you get to meet a lot of wonderful people as they come through the line.
Mm-hmm. So really changes from week to week too on your food supply.
Yes,
as
it does.
Well. Wow. Wow. Now, before we end the program today, if you've been joining us earlier or just you know, showing up now to the radio show, we're talking about the Toledo Food Pantry. Now, coming up, they've got a fundraiser, and it's called the Fun Run Walk. So you don't have to run. You can walk. It would be a great way to get some exercise. Is there going to be live entertainment at this event, too?
Yes, there is. We're having the live music by the Sons of Beaches and CRC Revival. And if you don't want to walk or run, you can show up for the Oysters and the Chowder by Chowder Bowl. And if those don't even strike your fancy, there will be hot dogs and chips. And you can come for the live auction. And we have a lot of wonderful things. We have a man bucket full of tools and hunting items for the men. Baskets of coffees, kitchen baskets, flowers and seeds baskets, all sorts of things for kids, toys for all sorts of boys and girls, quilting items, boat trips, all sorts of wonderful things put together for my Margaret Epperson. If you have anything you'd like to donate for the silent auction, you can call Margaret Epperson at 541-336-2186 for the silent auction.
So what are some of our community supporters who are making this event happen?
We have U.S. Bank, the Oregon Coast Bank, Doll Disposal Service, Bigfoot Beverages, Chowder Bowl Fish and Chips, J.C. Market, the Port of Toledo, Pepe and Stuart, and Paula Davis.
Yeah, a lot of community stepping up to make this event work. Now, I know that you will be working at the event itself. You'll be running the event, not running in the event. Is that right?
Well, I'll be working to help run the event. We don't know. Angelo's not feeling well today, like a lot of us aren't out there in the community. So we're hoping that he'll feel a lot better. But I'll be helping to run the event, yes.
Now, one of the items that's going to be in the silent auction for the fun run-walk event to have proceeds go to Toledo Food Pantry is going to be your voice. And how is somebody going to use your voice? What you sing, you do impersonations. What are your favorite impersonations?
Well, I have been able to do some of it of Gandalf, and I've read The Hobbit this last summer at the library.
And when we do Schmeagol, it's fun. So the idea of reading, if someone wants to have a reader for a group or for a library event, or Margaret thought a birthday party, having a reader come in for that. I don't know. It's something we thought of that might work, or for a church that might like to have Musical Sunday. I don't have any instruments that I can play, but I'm just trying to think of something I can offer to help benefit the food pantry, and something unique and something new. So, it doesn't fit in a basket, but...
Well, that's wonderful. You know, there are a lot of ways people could use that voice. Maybe it could be, like you say, singing for a particular event. Now, will you actually learn a song if someone requests it, perhaps, for
event? There's a birthday party coming up on March 29th, and I'm learning some World War II music. I never have learned You Are My Sunshine, but uh-huh. I'm going to be, and so the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B, I'm learning that one, even though it wasn't requested, but it was such a cute song when I was looking up World War II music. I'm learning it anyway. So.
Wow. Wonderful, Tanya. I think that's great, and I bet you'll get some great bids on your voice. So, if you've been listening to us, we're talking about the Toledo Food Pantry, and just some last details here. That event is April 11th.
It is April 11th, and you can register at www.eventbrite, all one word, .com to strike out hunger, or by mail at Toledo Food Share Pantry, P.O. Box 447, Toledo, Oregon, 97391.
I don't imagine something like this will really sell out, right? So, you know, if you're the last minute and you decide the morning you want to get out and do the fun run walk, it'll be there.
It should be there. I'm sure we can make room for one more walker or runner, and we will probably come up with some more chowder or oysters.
Okay. Well, great. Tanya, thank you very much. Tanya Storm, assistant manager at Toledo Food Pantry. She's also the assistant director at the Toledo Public Library. Thanks for joining us today. Remember, you can listen to this podcast again at your Quinnipiac Communications radio station's website, also on Lincoln County's homepage. We'll see you same time, same place next week.